Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
How are you? Welcome to What's On Your Mind.
It's a big old
Monday edition of the program. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here.
Happiness.
You know, Mondays can kind of be a little, what's the word, Kev? A little,
suckish?
I was thinking slow to get started.
Oh, well, that's okay, that too.
Something along those lines works.
Dragon?
Yeah, so we're going to try and jumpstart you here a little bit today and get you fired up by sharing some comments from the Vice President of the United States. We listen to this stuff so you don't have to. We find it so you don't have to. You know, we make it easy for you. See if you can figure out what Kamala Harris forgot. She was giving a speech on abortion, and it was embarrassing. That's what I'll say. I'll leave it at that. The speech was embarrassing. See if you can figure out what's missing here, Kev, okay? Your favorite vice president giving a speech. Here we go.
All right.
A promise we made in the Declaration of Independence that we are each endowed with the right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
What's missing there? I might be right to life. I guess when you're giving a speech on abortion, you'd be a little inconvenient to have to recite a right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Put down the bong.
Yeah. Kamala, come on. Quit twisting them up.
Oh. And I couldn't possibly bring you some Kamala Harris clips without sharing a little word salad from Kamala Harris. You want a little word salad, don't you? Yes, you do.
I can always enjoy a word salad, sure.
Yeah, because they keep us going. They fuel us, actually, when good old Kamala Harris starts,
you know, there's
talking
like,
gibberish.
There's like a side word salad that's kind of KJP every day in the White House briefing room. You know, she just gives you like a side salad. Maybe it has a couple cucumbers on it, maybe a little tomato. Kamala is whipping up a Cobb salad. She's throwing ham on there. She's throwing all the onions and cucumbers. And man, she is loading it up when she talks.
Yeah.
Because she just doesn't stop.
Do you think that she and KJP, like, have, like, kind of coaching sessions for each other?
Somebody's taking care of that for them.
On word salads? There's a little KJP for it.
The search is clearly complete. They completed the search. The search is complete. He is confident in this process.
You should assume that it's been completed, yes.
After the search concluded last night, that search was completed last night.
Yeah. All right. So this
search was completed. We're confident in the process.
A lot of completion.
Yeah.
Going on there.
Yeah.
Only problem is the search.
It's not completed.
Evidently wasn't completed.
Not completed. Wait a minute.
They found more documents this weekend. Conveniently, we found out about those on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just at the UPenn Center. Is all the, eh. Oh, no, it's just the UPenn Center in our house in the Delaware. The, eh.
And I have to give some folks in the media a little bit of credit because they are shoving those words right down the mouths of Democrats, and even old Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace. You know which Chris Wallace I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
He's now on CNN. He used to be on Fox News Channel when people actually watched him. Now he's in some obscure CNN show that nobody watches.
Yeah, he thought that would be a good move.
Listen, he had Nancy Pelosi on this weekend. Listen what she he had to have her answer.
Here's what you had to say about Donald Trump and his problems this summer. Take a look.
If the nature of this of these documents is what appears to be, this is very serious.
Do you think that classified documents showing up in Joe Biden's office, home, 6 years after he was vice president, do you think that's also very serious?
Well, it depends on the nature of the documents.
Oh! It depends!
Oh, yeah!
We have some rules now!
Yeah, that's super. Good to know.
Right.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensal. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciate that. But more importantly, I'm going to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Waiting for you at PetroServe USA. And Mondays also mean any fresh baked muffin is only 99 cents. Ooh, does that sound good or what? Any fresh baked muffin, 99 cents today at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Roma Pizza's 4 for 12 bucks. A few more days of that special. Energizer batteries, all packs are a dollar off. You're gearing up for Bison basketball action. Green and gold gloves, scarves, mittens, headbands, 2 for 5 bucks. That's a great deal. Queen blankets are $29.99, 10 bucks off. Falsa blankets are $9.99, regular $14.99. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. So I think we've established very clearly the Democrats that thought Donald Trump was evil, and you picked the term for leaving documents in a locked storage cabinet, by the way, in Mar-a-Lago. That was bad, but when asked about Biden, and more classified material was found over the weekend. What? That was the other thing. They took a photo of some of the classified documents of Trump. Kevin, you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
After they were taken out of the storage compartment, because they had them locked up and they were debating whether they needed a double lock or whatever. But they were sorting through documents and somebody leaked a picture of them on the floor. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't stored on the floor. That was somebody leaking a photo of them on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, what do we know about Biden and the classified material? Garage, some desk he hasn't used for how long? 2 years at the Penn Biden Center?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Literally strewn everywhere. I don't see the similar comparisons being made.
Think about whatsoever. This. For so long, Joe Biden has been able to get, you know, get business done for the big guy, for himself. He got the prosecutor fired in Ukraine, gave him the billion. He did. I mean, this has been going on for a long time, and he seems to be pretty good at it. I mean, to his brother getting housing contracts in the Middle East, never built a thing in his life. We go down the list of the crime family that is the Bidens. But when you look at the this latest thing, is like, okay, they got away with this and did this, you know, pretty well for a long time, but they were just completely stupid. They were completely complete idiots when it came to leaving these in his garage next to his vet, conveniently found by lawyers. And he left them at UPenn, conveniently found by his lawyers. This none of this is, it's a story. It's not the story, as Dan Bongino says. The story is all the money. This is a way to throw him under the bus.
And somebody's spoon-feeding the investigators to...
Total distraction. By the way, has anything been fixed at the border since the big trip down there and the trip to Mexico? Notice how you're not looking at that at all right now?
Good one. Really good one.
Do you notice
one.
How we're not looking at that at all?
Yeah. Really good one.
That's what this is. This is a joke.
Take your point. I owe you one more clip.
Oh.
I promised you Kamala Harris word salad, didn't I?
Hey, you can break that promise if you'd like.
No,
I'm good with it. That's okay.
I want to be true to my word.
Fine.
Follow this if you can.
In particular, in dealing with the various issues that are present when we look at the climate crisis, think about water policy, diversifying water policy, understanding that we must have the ability to diversify our approach and the resources. To everything from what we do in terms of conservation to recycling, desalination, and storage of water. This plant and this facility in particular is doing some of the smartest and the most contemporary kind of work that is necessary to store water, understanding that the climate crisis presents exactly what we've experienced here in California. We're going to have days, and sometimes there will be days of immense water, of rain, of storms, of flooding. And at the same time, we are a state that has experienced for generations drought. And we must therefore understand that the issues that are present in the climate crisis are varied.
There you go.
And it requires us to be present and to be in front of each of the iterations and variations that include extreme weather that produces a lot of water, and extreme weather that produces drought.
There you go.
Well, isn't that special?
Right. What exactly did she say there?
Oh, man, I wouldn't know where to even begin to take that apart.
She could, you know, that was a minute and a few seconds. It could have been much shorter. And I don't know what.
Is it me or does she always remind you of some guest host on Sesame Street? This is a flower. Flowers grow in dirt.
Right.
This is dirt. And when you put seeds into dirt, they turn into flowers.
And you put water on the dirt to grow them.
When you water the seeds, and the seeds come up. Who doesn't love seeds? I mean, Come on.
She said the
Come on, man.
She said the issues that are present in the climate crisis
are
varied. Okay, there's a bold
statement.
And it requires us to be present.
Present.
And in front of each of the iterations and variations that include extreme weather that produces a lot of water and extreme weather that produces drought. That's what she said. I just translated it for you.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
the other story you need to know about, besides the fact that we have breaking news with another word salad, is the House Democratic Whip has a child that was arrested over the weekend for attacking police and resisting arrests at a Antifa rally. And evidently is some member of Antifa. And did up some graffiti.
Was that the deal in Atlanta?
Anti-cop graffiti.
Yeah, they want a night of rage in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Night of rage.
Night of rage.
No one really showed up, though. Like,
other than one member of Congress's child.
And some child of a rich Maine surgeon who grew up in Kennebunkport. Who's down there? This guy opened fire on Georgia State Police. And completely unprovoked. I mean, just started shooting at him. So, what do these people think is going to happen?
It's a good question.
In what world is that a good idea? In any country, in any world, any part of the world.
More news you might have missed over the weekend to come on What's on Your Mind. Plus, we're going to talk about a shortage of volunteer and staff for medical services and emergency management. Not good. That when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. The suspect in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Southern California is dead. Authorities identified the 72-year-old Asian man who they say opened fire near a Lunar New Year celebration at a dance studio in Monterey Park, leaving 10 people dead. At least 10 others were wounded. An apparent targeted attack at a Baton Rouge bar left at least a dozen people wounded by gunfire. 9 victims have non-life-threatening injuries, police say. One congressman says the U.S. should send at least one tank to Ukraine to push Germany to send its own fleet. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said Germany is waiting for the U.S. to take the lead. The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The Eagles will host the Niners, who beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. The AFC pits Cincinnati against Kansas City. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
you by Patriot Mobile. Let me tell you this. If you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless with everything happening around you, open borders and spending gone crazy, the prospect of lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on, there's something you can do. You can buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together now more than ever. And there's one company been willing to do that since 2012, Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering broad nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. And by the way, free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. They always have special discounts for veterans and first responders and for multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values at patriotmobile.com. 27 before the top of the hour. More news to come on the program you might have missed over the weekend. We also are going to talk a little bit about a social credit proposal before the state legislature in Minnesota. Kevin, I'm hoping that that doesn't put you over the edge, but something called a social credit proposal debated in the state legislature sounds a little dangerous, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm buying chickens. That's all I know.
You're buying chickens?
I'm buying chickens.
You're buying chickens.
Start raising cattle in my yard.
You're going to raise cattle from chickens?
I'm going off the grid in Minnesota. They're getting ready to ruin it all.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's craziness. You see, and look at the abortion deal that they're putting through. It's the Right Protect Reproductive Options Act or something. Like, oh, ugh.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, just St. Paul's been overrun, and nothing we can do about it for now.
All right, well, next up on the program, we're going to talk a little bit about a concern for all of us, and that is EMS providers confronting serious challenges as they face staff shortages, volunteer shortages, plus, of course, increased demand for emergency services. EMS leaders were recently at the Minnesota State Capitol talking about just this very thing, and Jim Reiber, who is the Emergency Medical Services Security and Emergency Management Director for Perm Health, is in the studio with us today to talk a little bit about this. Jim, thanks for taking some time for us. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Thanks for having me here today.
So let's talk about the shortage, first of all, and just how are you staffed?
Right now, we staff paramedics and EMTs on every ambulance, so we have a higher level person than a basic EMT. Our staff in Perm right now, we're at about probably about 70% staffing. So, and that's pretty consistent across the state of Minnesota. Some areas are down as low as 50 to 60% staffing. Volunteers are especially hit hard right now with companies not able to let people off like they used to be able to do, and people not having the time that it takes to be able to drop everything and go. And some of them are at the point now where ambulance services are looking at actually closing because they can't staff.
So what's the ratio of a paid person on the EMS runs versus volunteer?
In Minnesota right now, there are approximately, I'm trying to look for the exact number, but about 10% of all the calls in Minnesota are staffed by volunteers.
Okay.
And there's 715,000 calls in the state of Minnesota. But what disproportionate about that is about 80% of the state of Minnesota is rural. And that's where almost all of the volunteer and part-time staff are at.
What's the problem? What do you think is the what's causing this?
Well, there's several things right now. Most of it driven by pay and reimbursement and the ability to fund ambulance services. Ambulance services, as they're currently the model, is they're paid only if they transport. So we respond to calls, and then if we don't transport, then there's generally no payment.
Wait a minute. Yeah. So you're saying I dial 911, you come out.
Yep.
But then you determine that there's not a need to hospitalize or whatever, transport me, then that's you're eating that
yes.
trip?
Yep. About 30% of all the calls that we go on are non-billable calls.
Wow.
And then the other part of that is that when you take a look at 40 to 50% of the calls we go on, in some places as high as 60%, are Medicare and Medicaid patients. And those rates are set by the federal and state government. And those rates are below the cost to operate an ambulance. And they recognize that. But at this point, they're still, that's the process they use. We look at right now, like in our system, that we lose about $200 to $300 in what it costs us to operate an ambulance for every Medicare, Medicaid patient that we transport. We look at every year, it costs us at this point in time between, and this is pretty much statewide, anywhere from about $800 to $1,000 per call that you go on. And Medicare reimbursements right now and Medicaid in Minnesota are between $300 and $450 per call. So when you look at that, you know, you lose on every one of those patients you transport, you have to make it up on other payers. And then 30% of those don't have to pay at all because it's not a billable service. So if you look at the model, it's just been spiraling. And as that happens, it decreases the revenue, and you can't pay competitive wages. There's many places in Minnesota right now that the person working at your fast food is paid more than the EMT that's driving the ambulance.
So there's your issue.
Yep, issue of reimbursement for EMS.
And the pay rates are not keeping up with the times, and therefore you can't recruit as many.
Right, that's exactly it. And then the other thing is the cost of training and time. As the more regulation put in place and more demand for requirements are in place, we have to increase the level of education for our staff. And that takes more time to do that, costs more expense. We're right now, we pay, like if we have somebody that's in our system that wants to go to the paramedic, which is the next level that you have to be at for advanced life support, we'll pay for their tuition books to go. And with their tuition books and staff and time that it takes, it's anywhere from $18,000 to $35,000 a person to train them, and it takes about 2 years. Then they get finished that training. They're trained at the same or higher level than some of the RNs today coming out of school. But the pay for paramedics is about 45% lower than the average RN pay today. And they work in a much more adverse environment than what it's not a hospital setting where it's a controlled environment, those type of things. So it's hard to recruit people to come into that with those type of issues facing them.
Can you come up with some kind of an effort to get more volunteers?
Well, the volunteer service is dwindling rapidly because of the time commitment it takes, the financial costs that it takes. In a lot of volunteer services, they don't even have the funds to pay for the training, so the person has to spend the $1,000 or $1,100 to get trained to volunteer their time. And then they can't leave their jobs. They have to be ready to go within 5 or 6 minutes anytime the pager goes off. And we've been doing a lot of work trying to do volunteer recruitment, but the burnout factor is so high because there's so much demand that's increasing. The type of calls we're getting we're getting called for people that are much sicker than they were years ago. And then the transfers for us as a rural system, we end up transferring those people to hospitals in the metro area, like in the Fargo-Moorhead. If they're in town, they can do a transport in 10 to 15 minutes. For us, our transports might be anywhere from 3 to 4 hours long, sometimes 8 or 10 hours, because we can't get beds in the local area. We have to take them to other places. So all those things are really driving where volunteers can no longer sustain the system.
I'm looking at some of the notes from your press conference at the state capitol of EMTs not renewing their license and leaving the profession. Nearly 65% are under the age of 40, which is, I guess, alarming. You have young people leaving the profession.
Then you're left with people like me at 60 years old still out there.
And retiring at such an age, there's not anybody to replace you.
That's it. That's a big thing for us right now. We're really trying to work on ways. We're trying to get into high schools and recruit and create career paths in it. But, again, when they can go work at the factory stacking boxes and make more than they can doing this and have a much more controlled environment, and they get to go home at the end of their shift. This job is very demanding. It's very stressful. We deal with a lot of elements that most people don't. And with that comes job burnout, fatigue. With COVID, since COVID came into play, our workforce has declined probably about 50%, and people have just left the workforce to find any other work there is.
Is that out of a fear of getting COVID, or
no,
is it just fatigue?
It's fatigue, okay. Because the patients you're picking up are so much more sick, higher levels of care. The acuity level that we're dealing with on taking care of them is much more. It takes its toll on you physically and emotionally, as well as with staff shortages now, people are working mandatory overtime shifts, mandatory extra shifts. So it's not uncommon that in EMS today you end up working 60 to 80 hours a week.
Another stat here, In 2021, 4,474 certifications expired, while 1,558 certifications were issued, a deficit of 2,916 EMS providers. So I guess just another stat confirming the fact people are leaving the industry, right?
They're leaving it in droves, and that's what's making it much more difficult for us. And we're doing everything we can. I work with the Minnesota Ambulance Association. We have groups of us that have been working on this for several years on recruitment, retention, longevity, looking for different options and stuff. And until we can get the pay to make it a worthwhile profession, you're going to see people come into this casually and then leave it because it's not a sustainable life for providing for your family. When you have to work this job and another part-time job just to make enough to support your family, there's many other options they can do. Even for a paramedic with highly trained skills that are required that we can take over breathing for people, we can operate ventilators, give all the medications they do in the ER, and with the pay scale they're at, they go on to other professions.
Is PERM, for instance, part of the hospital itself, or is it a separate entity?
PERM Ambulance is a separate entity. We're owned by the government agencies that we serve, so we're owned by the townships and cities that we serve, and then we contract with the hospital to manage and employ it because they have the expertise in providing health care. But we are a separate, independent entity that's and our sole focus on all of our funding goes strictly into providing the service that we do.
So we'll take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit just about some of the solutions presented to the legislature to say, hey, here's the problem, right? And you've described that well. Now, how do you fix it? Hang on, Jim. Jim Reber is with us today, Director of Emergency Medical Services and Emergency Management for PERM Health. And we're talking about an issue that was before the Minnesota legislature recently on how there are staff and volunteer shortages in EMS providers. And yet that's coming at a time of increased demand for emergency medical services as well. So we'll talk about that. Still to come on the program, news you might have missed over the weekend, and a social credit proposal from Minnesota Democrats. What's that all about? You'll find out if you stay tuned on What's on Your Mind. 16 before the top of the hour. We'll be back after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, I'm Scott Hannon, 11 before the top of the hour. Next hour, the big news of the week. Want to watch this close. Stay tuned for details on that. You're going to need to watch the TikTok of this one, and we'll be watching it for you as well. We're also going to tell you about a proposal in the Minnesota legislature for a social credit. What exactly is a social credit? That and more on the program we call What's on Your Mind? Rolling on with our conversation about a serious problem for EMS providers, emergency medical services and emergency management. We're talking with Jim Reber. Jim is the director of EMS and emergency management for Perham Health on the serious challenges that they're facing as they face staff and volunteer shortages. And we talked a lot about that in the first break. I know at the press conference at the state capitol, there was also talk of an increase in emergency medical services. What's going on there? Why is there more of a demand for your services?
As the population continues to increase, we're seeing more people reaching that age where they need health, increased health care needs, those type of things, and with that is coming an increase for emergency medical services. People become, as they age, they become sicker. The population with the exposure to COVID, those type of things, the acuity levels of their illnesses become sicker also. So with that, you know, mainly we're looking at the baby booming population. The peaks of it are coming through. That age group is getting older and having more health care issues, and that's driving part of it. Also, the entire population is becoming more dependent upon health care and EMS as a source of arriving in health care.
Say that again.
They're becoming more dependent. There's a part of the population use EMS as their access into health care. So instead of just
going to the ER, having a primary care doctor or whatever, they're using the last resort of calling 911.
Calling 911, and then they get brought in and access the health care system that way.
Is the majority of that increase in demand just the aging population?
Most of it based on aging population, yep. Yeah, we're seeing that significantly increase over the last, you know, I would say the last 5 to 8 years. We watch as the acuity or the patient population as they age, they're just more dependent upon emergency medical services for getting care and getting access into care.
Another one of the stats on why EMS providers are leaving the profession: 39% said their decision influenced by low pay. You talked about the economics of this earlier,
yep.
And when you're not paid. When you're paid below market rate, if it's a Medicare, Medicaid, right?
Yep.
Payment. So what do you do? What's the solution here?
Well, we've been working legislatively at the national level for quite a while. We're trying to get more focus on the Health and Human Services. They're doing a study that's going to take about 4 to 5 years, like anything a government does. It's a long process.
Yeah.
To do a study about the cost of an ambulance so they can look at that and look at a formula that better suits a cost reimbursement. And then the other part is that we, you know, in the ambulance industry, like I said, most of us are too small and in services to be able to effectively negotiate with insurance companies. So the insurance companies basically pay us what they want. They come up with a reimbursement and say, here's what we're going to pay for ambulance. It might be at the Medicare, Medicaid rate, or it might be a little bit above that, or it might be a higher rate. But every insurance company has their own formula that they determine what they're going to pay an ambulance. And so it's hard to plan your staffing and plan your financials based upon you don't know what you're going to get. So we're looking at legislatively. One of the things we proposed is looking at a model like Colorado did, where every payer is required to pay. They use 325% of the Medicare rate as what they have to, as a minimum that they can pay for reimbursement. That'll help to at least get us closer to a break-even point. We need to look at getting the Medicare, Medicaid payers up. We need to look at getting some type of funding for, there's a cost of readiness that you pay for fire and for police, is that they're not all based on productive work times, but they're based on a cost of readiness. And that's what we have to look at. How do we fund that cost of readiness to have ambulances and staff available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Some of that might come back into reimbursements. It's built into the reimbursement rate, but some of that might come back to tax dollars, is to say, if you want to have this level of service in your community, there's a certain level of cost that comes associated with it. So those are the discussions we're having now to look at what's the right model. And we talk about those calls, like some of the calls we talked about, the 30% that are not billable. We respond to car accidents because there may be an injury, and there's a certain expense associated with that because there's a certain level of readiness that goes with that. If you take that away, now you wait until somebody arrives and confirms there's an injury. Now you've delayed that patient's care for 10, 15, 20 minutes, and that's not good patient care. So we have to find ways that we fund those type of things to be able to maintain a good quality system.
I mean, if I'm in an accident and, you know, the law enforcement responds and ambulance is called, it's on me. You know, there should be an expense there because you're coming out in anticipation that I need these services. You know, and I'm the one in the accident, so.
And we, you know, we have some where we do some of that, but a lot of them will refute that saying, I didn't call you, so that's not, not my responsibility to pay it.
Bottom line is, this is a problem that needs fixing.
It is.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, good to learn more about it. Jim Reber, Emergency Medical Services with Perim Health, part of the Sanford system. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Very interesting. We'll continue to watch the progression of this and see how things turn out in the legislative session or federally as well. Take a break. When we come back, some news that's going to be rather important this week. You'll want to follow along with us. Hey, some big news. The 2024 election could be America's last one. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new book, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war underway in America. Democrats' woke culture and a new generation are destroying our culture and ending our freedoms. Horowitz says their plan is taking place in our schools, our churches, even in our military. This week you need to watch David Horowitz on the Chris Salcedo Show as he reveals the real threat of Biden, Obama, big media, and more. Horowitz names names. So tune in today to Newsmax, the network I watch, and see Chris Salcedo and David Horowitz. And make sure you get a copy of The Final Battle. Newsmax calls it the best book of 2023. In bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save $28. Just go online to FinalBattle611.com. FinalBattle611.com and get your free copy today. And be sure and watch Newsmax today.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later? Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.